Hey, welcome to Speak Now Pro Wrestling. It's your girl, Denise Salcedo, and it is Friday, March 15th, and we are on the road to WrestleMania, and I am here to talk about WWE SmackDown here tonight, and there is actually a lot that went down. Not only did we have the return of The Rock again. He's been coming each and every single week to SmackDown, and he was here once again. But on top of that, we had a bunch of WrestleMania matches that were made here tonight. And if they weren't made, we already kind of know what direction we're going for certain people. And then there's other people where we're still not really sure what is going to go down with that person. So we got a lot to break down here tonight. Also, because I want to make sure to get some input here from you, the people. Immediately after I talk about The Rock and Cody, I want to get people's reactions and I want to get people's live reactions. So if you are a member of the DWO, I have posted a link in the community tab of the page. If you are a DWO member, you can click on that link and you can hop on to this broadcast. It's not guaranteed that you'll get on, but I'm going to try to get people on. If you do come on, to get your opinions on what's going down with The Rock, Cody Rhodes, Roman Reigns, Seth Rollins, that whole thing. So let's get right to it. And of course, if you guys want to go ahead and send in some love, you are more than welcome to. If you want to send in a super chat, get your question, comment, or statement, hot take, opinion right here on the stream, you are also more than welcome to do so. I want to start off by thanking Sheldon Jackson, as always, for gifting 5 DWO memberships. Sheldon Jackson always having my back here. I appreciate it, Sheldon. Thank you so much for the love. All right, guys, so let's get to it. I want to dive right into The Rock and Cody Rhodes. So I got to tell you, I have some mixed feelings, guys. I have some mixed feelings heading into WrestleMania. And truthfully, I don't know where this happened or how we got here, but I have some mixed feelings about how they have been presenting Cody Rhodes heading into WrestleMania. Now, when this whole thing first started and we were talking about that one SmackDown where Cody handed his opportunity to The Rock and then finally he gets his moment back and it's going to be Cody Rhodes versus Roman Reigns. So much has happened, right? I was feeling pretty good about it once they started to like patch things up. They started to connect the dots with certain things and all of that. However, based off some of what we've been seeing as of late with Cody Rhodes and specifically The Rock, I am feeling like they really, really need to give Cody Rhodes more of an edge. Now, I know he's a babyface, and even this past Monday on Raw, I was thinking like, oh, you know, what an emotional promo from Cody Rhodes. But after tonight, guys, seeing The Rock go out there, do his concert, do his sing-along, it makes you go like, wait, why am I rooting for Cody Rhodes again? And I hate that. I don't want to think that. I don't want to be questioning myself heading into WrestleMania as to whether or not I should or shouldn't be rooting for Cody Rhodes here. And the other thing that I've been having sort of mixed feelings about is that I'm more interested in The Rock and Cody Rhodes than I am Roman Reigns and Cody Rhodes. And I don't know if I'm alone in these feelings or not, but that's literally how I felt coming off of, this week's Monday's Raw episode, as well as SmackDown here tonight, because I thought that The Rock went out there and it was just pretty damn, I mean, he's always pretty entertaining, right? But he just came across a lot more meaner, badder, tougher, and it made me go, well, you know what? I kind of want to see that. I kind of want to see the things that The Rock is saying. And it's not really what I was expecting, because going into this, it felt like we were so, I really felt like, oh, God, guys, I don't even know what to think anymore, guys. I just don't like what they've done with Cody Rhodes throughout this like entire entire thing. And I know people are talking about how Cody Rhodes is so much more over coming off of WrestleMania 39 and what happened to him. And you can definitely argue that he is much more over now. But I feel like they have made him kind of, I hate to say it, but they've made him a little bit like they need to make him tougher, because if not, he comes across as not that. And I want him to be, to me, Cody Rhodes was cooler heading into WrestleMania 39 than heading into WrestleMania 40. And by cool, I mean cool as in like, oh man, like he's the guy, you know, he's going to come in and he's the guy. Now you have me sitting here questioning whether or not Cody Rhodes should actually defeat Roman Reigns at WrestleMania. And I did not think that I would be sitting here saying that. And so I'm bumming myself out. But I'm curious, like, how does everybody feel about this? Go ahead and send in your thoughts. Again, if you are a member of the DWO and you have some strong opinions about this, whether you agree or disagree or have a different outlook, you're more than welcome to hop into the stream and I will bring you on. So let's go ahead and see what the people are saying. First of all, thank you so much to Rod here, who just became a brand new member of the DWO. I appreciate you a whole lot. On top of that, let's see what people are saying. We got Richard Martinez here, who says that I'm not alone on this one. We got TJ Smoove here, who says, I think they're just trying to keep Cody and The Rock apart so they don't interact too much until we get closer. But I agree, it's been a bit of a misstep. So next week, we are going to be getting a confrontation between Cody Rhodes and Roman Reigns. And I hope that both of these guys just like, I mean, I'm sure they're going to bring it. They're freaking professionals and all of that. But I really want to see them grab that spotlight and make it refocus on them, because right now that spotlight is entirely on The Rock. And that's honestly how I'm feeling in regards to that. Let's see what people are. Oh no, I'm seeing some of these comments. Oh man, guys, you guys are killing me here. Tracy WV says, I saw someone refer to Cody as missionary position. Oh damn, man, like it's good, but it can be better. Oh, damn, Tracy. Who are you following on social media? Who are these people saying these things? That's wild, man. We got TJ Smoove here, who says, I think a Rock concert wasn't the best choice. It was entertaining, but it's a face Rock move. It was always going to get him cheered. And even though, like that's the thing, like, that's why we like The Rock. I love when The Rock goes out there and he buries people. I love when The Rock mocks people, when he makes the, you know, that face when he starts like mocking people for crying, which he did here tonight. We've seen The Rock do that a bunch of times. I like Rock sing-alongs. I like all of that stuff. So it is like, for the most part, I felt like he was getting like cheered, except for when he would mention Cody Rhodes' name, then obviously there was boos. It's almost like the fans are like, Rock, we're going to like you because you're The Rock, and we're going to react this way because you're The Rock, and we're just happy that we're here and we're all getting to witness this. But when Cody Rhodes is mentioned, all of a sudden it's like, oh yeah, The Rock is a heel. We got to make sure to boo. I feel that shift in the crowd where it's almost like they're reminded like, oh yeah, we're supposed to hate you. We got Ice-T, who says, who was responsible for Cody doing a sappy AEW-style promo this past Raw about feeling family and whatnot? Biatch, do better promos, Cody. Look, I don't mind that Cody gets, you know, sentimental. I don't mind that he gets that way, because that's just like literally who he is. Like, we've seen that happen a whole lot with Cody Rhodes. But I think right now, when you have The Rock going out there, and we're going to recap some of the things that he said tonight. When you have The Rock basically saying he's calling out your dog every freaking Friday. He's putting out like he did a 21 minute, he did like a 15 minute, and then today he did like an 8 minute promo. I mean, every week he's going out there and cutting these promos on social media and then cutting these promos on the show. So it just feels like he's been doing a lot of that talking and a lot of the, you know, throwing some shots in there, getting some good stabs in. And we haven't gotten as many moments like that from Cody. There was one particular night, and that was on Raw. And that was, I think it was Cody and Paul Heyman had their confrontation at the end of Raw. And that was the only time we really saw Cody snap. We really saw Cody get angry. Last week he slaps him. That was great. I feel like they just need to let him continue to show that more, because if not, in those emotional promos, you give The Rock material, which he totally had that today, Rock. So The Rock comes out and he's making so much fun of Cody Rhodes. We'll get to that. But it leaves an opening is what I'm saying. And he's a babyface. We don't want to make... If Cody Rhodes wins at WrestleMania 40, which I still think he should win, but if he wins, I want to be there and feel like, yeah, man, I'm cheering for the cool guy, the cool good guy, not just the good guy, but the cool good guy. We got Tunde Ude who says, Denise, with the way the crowd was chanting The Rock's name, do you still think he has a chance to win the belt? To win the belt back, I think he might get booed. To win the belt, okay, so I'm not expecting The Rock to win any championships or anything like that, whether he faces Cody Rhodes as a champion, whether he faces Roman Reigns as a champion. I'm definitely not expecting any of that. As long as he goes out there and he has his matches, he's fine. But I don't know what's going to happen. I wouldn't be surprised if there are some fans that are kind of, I don't want to say turning on Cody Rhodes, but they're maybe thinking, you know what? It wouldn't be such a bad thing if Roman Reigns won. I don't know. I don't know, guys. This story has gotten just completely so complicated. I don't even know what's going to happen anymore. At this point, I'm just going to not care and let whatever happens, happens. I'm going to try to not care about these things. You know the Adele meme? Everybody's seen the Adele meme where she's at the basketball game and she's like, you know, looking everywhere else but the camera. That's going to be me with this story, guys, because I can't anymore. I don't even know what to say anymore about this. The Experience and Ignorant Show sends in a generous super chat. Thank you so much, saying, for me, no matter how much more entertaining Rock is, it's only smoke and mirrors, puns intended. But if they were smart, they'd let Austin come in as a surprise and let him light a fire under his ass too. But that's the thing, though. Like, it shouldn't have to be Stone Cold Steve Austin has to light a fire under his ass. It should be Cody Rhodes. Cody Rhodes should be the one lighting a fire under The Rock's ass, under Roman Reigns' ass, under everybody's ass at this point. Also, I hate that I had to say ass like five times in the last 30 seconds, but Cody Rhodes, if he's going to win at WrestleMania 40, he needs to get some more big moments where he's the one looking like he's on top. Right now, it's The Rock on top, and Roman Reigns is a part of this because he's the one with the championship, man. But I don't even feel like he's been that, like he doesn't feel like the part of a conversation right now. Like the conversation is Rock and Cody right now. Daniel Malenik says, doesn't say anything, but sends in a super chat. Thank you so much to Daniel for that. I appreciate it, man. Thank you so much for that super chat. We got one here from Van Twinblade who says, if you come to St. Louis for a dynasty, you got to go to the Raves and Ted's Drews. That's frozen custard. I am going to St. Louis for Dynasty. However, I'm going and coming back the same day. I know it's kind of crazy. I've never done that before, especially to someplace really far from here. But I'm planning on going and coming back the same day. So I might not have that much time to really do anything. I forget what time I get there, but I get there in the morning or sometime in the afternoon. And I'll have a couple of hours before the show. I'm going to go to the show. And then after the show, go back to the airport and go home. So it's going to be a very quick in and out for me. Van Twinblade, thank you so much for the super chat. I appreciate that. We got Ice-T, who says, cool good guys don't go talking about their mamas when they're almost 40. Dusty didn't do it with Ric Flair. The Rock didn't do it with The Rock. Yeah, but The Rock was out here talking about how he's a proud mama's boy. I don't know if we should be doing that either. I don't mean to be hating. I'm going to be probably a mama down the line. I'm sure a lot of people here love their mothers. I love my mother too, but nobody here wants to brag about being a mama's boy. Let's be real. That's not a bragging point. So we did kind of have The Rock doing that here today. And I was like, it's weird because like women don't like mama's boys unless like they're the mama and it's their boy. Literally. We got Ice-T who says, my bad, Stone Cold's with The Rock, my bad. Sheldon Jackson gifted 5 more DWO memberships. Holy shit. Thank you so much to Sheldon. We got Matt Logan here who says, I was told not to go watch Moana if I don't like The Rock singing. I liked Moana. I watched it, but I preferred the songs over the entire story. I thought the story was okay. It was more so the songs that had me invested. But let's talk about what the hell went down today and why have all these complicated feelings. So The Rock, he comes out and he does the sing-along. In the sing-along, he like buries Cody Rhodes, Seth Rollins, and the Cody Crybabies. All of that. There's a lot of really good lines in here, but just to kind of summarize some of them, actually, before he started singing the song, he told this girl in the audience that she was like drunk and horny, and I thought that was pretty hilarious. And I was like, can we even say the H word on here? Like, what are the rules? Can we say the H word? I hate the H word. Anyways, so he goes on, he does his little song and he's singing. It goes a while, guys. Like, this is a long segment. It's like over 20. I think it was like 25 minutes of The Rock, somewhere around there. Anyways, he calls Seth Rollins a clown, makes fun of Seth Rollins because Becky Lynch is more popular than him, according to The Rock. He then goes on to tell the story about Cody Rhodes and basically said he's Dusty's youngest son, but he's just what it feared. He tried to raise him right, but instead he turned out too weird. He then says that Dusty, with total frustration, that drugs and cheap condoms was a bad combination. And then he says, I know it keeps Cody awake to know he wasn't planned and he was a mistake. My God, that was a really good line, guys. When he said the drugs and cheap condoms line, freaking had me there. There was more. Like, this is just a quick summary of what he said about Cody Rhodes. Then he made fun of the Cody Crybabies, and there was a line where he said, he said, some of you have sex, but you have to pay cash. He also says that Cody Rhodes finally grew a pair of balls. He calls himself the final boss. There was a lot in this song, guys. Like, a lot. Those were some of my favorite lines, though. But then, The Rock gets a little bit more, what's the word? Mean. Just mean. Mean, but good. Like, good mean. It's terrible. So, The Rock says that Cody's mom, he plays a clip, by the way, of Cody's promo from Raw, where Cody gets a little choked up and he looks like he's going to cry. And he's talking about his mom. Okay. He talks about how he can't give this championship to his dad because his dad passed away, but he still has a parent left, and that is his mom. Okay. The Rock mocks him. He mocks him crying. I love when The Rock does that. I'm not even going to lie. It's one of my favorite Rock things that he does. So he mocks Cody Rhodes for that. And then he says that his mom is not going to get Roman Reigns' belt. Instead, The Rock takes out his very own belt. And he says that he is going to beat Cody in front of his mom, and he paints this very diabolical picture about how, like, he's going to beat him like a freaking dog. Okay, he says he's going to beat this man like a dog in front of his mother. Those are fighting words, guys. This isn't I'm just talking shit on your pet now. This is I'm going to beat you in front of your mother like a dog. All right. Those are some serious things to say. And then on top of that, he continues on. He describes the whole thing. And then he says that he's going to whisper something into Michelle's ear, Cody's mom. He's going to get in her ear and he's going to whisper, Michelle, what can I say except you're welcome? This man tied this diabolical freaking promo to a Disney movie that he starred in. Think about that, guys. He tied this diabolical promo into a Disney movie that he starred in. Everybody knows the You're Welcome from Moana. This was so freaking brilliant. I was not expecting that last line from The Rock. It was so freaking brilliant. And it made me sit there and go, damn, Cody hasn't had a moment like this on the mic. What are we doing? I don't even know what to say. I'm speechless. You have me starting to root for the wrong guy who's not even in the match. He's in the tag team match, but he's not in the actual physical match between Roman Reigns and Cody Rhodes. See, I'm even saying The Rock because Roman Reigns has like taken a back seat to The Rock. This is all so complicated. Anyways, this was very, very good. This was very entertaining. And all I got to say is this. You got how many more SmackDowns? Next week we have the Roman Cody confrontation. That needs to be good. That needs to be 10 out of 10. No notes. That has to get really, really heated between those two. I want to see shots get fired. All right, so you got that show. Then you got two more. We got two more SmackDowns this month. And then after that, it's already going to be I think it's one final SmackDown right before WrestleMania. So it's a total of three SmackDowns left. And then, of course, still Monday Night Raw. But for the most part, we've been seeing a lot of this play out on SmackDown. So they need to utilize these next few weeks to really give Cody Rhodes some freaking edge. Because I don't want to be sitting here come WrestleMania 40 going, whoever wins is fine with me. No, I want to go into this with a definitive freaking pick. And right now, my pick doesn't feel so definitive as it once was. 2 weeks ago, I was sitting here saying, God damn it, Cody needs to win. Now I'm sitting here going, whatever happens, happens. What are we doing, guys? What are we doing? Let's see what we got here. I feel like, oh God, there's just a lot happening right now. All right, let's see what people are saying. This is from Andrew Cool, who says Solo missed his rehearsals to sing the anthem. Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, he could have gone out there and sang some oohs and some ahs out there with The Rock. Who knows? The Champ 39 says, hey, Denise, all I can say is thank you, WWE creative team, for listening to WWE Universe, for bringing back Hollywood theme and turn it into a remix. Thank you so much, The Champ 39. We got Tunde Ud, who says, are we seeing Bianca Naomi versus Damage Control at WrestleMania? Because according to the story, Naomi might just persuade her to join against Damage Control. Just saying. Oh, we're going to get into that because that was a big topic last week. Bianca Belair's comments on Bayley. And we had an interesting end to SmackDown here tonight, which we will get to in just a second. Friendly reminder, guys, if you are a member of the DWO and you want to get your thoughts in on this episode of SmackDown or The Rock and Roman, this is your chance. The link is in the community tab of the members only section. If you want to hop on in, this is your chance. Gave me the eyes, guys. It's your chance. All right, let's press on from here. I want to go ahead and get into Bayley and Dakota Kai. All right, so thank you for this super chat, by the way, tuned, because you have segued us into this next conversation. And this one was interesting because I started thinking they were going one direction. Then they started to go a different direction. And then they went an entirely different direction that I wasn't really expecting. So there was a lot happening here. So here's the thing. Bayley and Dakota Kai, that was the main event of the evening. And for the most part, very happy to see Dakota Kai back in action. She was out for a while due to a torn ACL, but she's back and she's doing her thing. There was a moment where Bayley hit her with an elbow. Dakota Kai kicks out. Bayley hits her with a power bomb, and she just starts freaking like punching her in the face. That was really great. But this match didn't actually have like a real conclusion because Damage Control got involved and they attacked Bayley. And so that essentially led to a DQ. So we didn't actually get a definitive winner here. All right. With that being said, Bayley was out there being attacked. And Naomi, who you guys remember, was watching her interview last week with Kayla Braxton, and she felt bad for Bayley. So she went out there and she helped out Bayley. However, she's just an extra person. They still had the numbers advantage. Damage Control still had it. So Naomi gets beaten and thrown out. And at this point, well, actually before this, I'm thinking I was, okay, so I'm probably, I was thinking way differently than probably everybody else here was. I was definitely thinking differently than the WWE universe. I was literally thinking, huh, what if Jade Cargill comes out? I shit you not. This is what I was thinking because we had talked about this a couple of weeks ago. Let's not forget that Jade Cargill had that little confrontation backstage with Damage Control. You guys remember that a couple weeks ago on SmackDown? She had a confrontation with them. Very brief. Nothing really was said, but it was very quick. And I thought, huh, maybe this could be like a big moment to like close off the show with Jade Cargill coming out and, you know, helping out Bayley and Naomi, and maybe this could lead to something at WrestleMania with her teaming with Naomi or something. I don't know. That's what I was thinking. And then the crowd started chanting EST. Now, my brain didn't go to Bianca because Bianca last week said she don't care about Bayley. We talked about this. She don't care about Bayley. So the entire crowd was chanting EST, EST, EST. And guess what, guys? The EST did not come out. Bianca Belair, she's like the ultimate good girl. She does what is right. That's who she is. She's like the ultimate babyface on WWE, okay? And she didn't come out. She didn't come out to help neither Bayley nor Naomi. She did not do it. That was pretty shocking, guys. I'm not going to lie. It was pretty shocking, but in a great way, because what did I say last week? I am totally on Bianca's side with her not forgetting what Bayley did to her. She couldn't let bygones be bygones. She did not forget. So I'm a fan of this. I want to see Bianca turn heel. We haven't seen it. I want to see it. But who knows? Because here's the thing, guys. We're going to be talking about a lot of WrestleMania matches that were added here tonight. We still do not know what Bianca Belair's match is at WrestleMania. Now, I'm sorry, but Bianca cannot not have a WrestleMania match. This woman is Miss WrestleMania. She cannot not have a WrestleMania match. So what is that WrestleMania match going to be? Is she going to help out Naomi? Is she going to team up with Naomi to take on, Asuka and Kairi Sane? Or they can also do Dakota Kai and Kairi Sane, or Dakota Kai and Asuka, however they decide to slice that up. Or are they going to do Asuka, Kairi Sane, and Dakota Kai versus Bianca, Naomi, maybe Jade Cargill? I don't know. I don't know what they're doing there. It's also so weird to even think that Bianca may or may not be in a one-on-one match at WrestleMania. It's really weird to me. But let's see what you guys are saying about this. Let's get some theories in here. All right, we got Dr. Wargard who says, what is Orton doing at WrestleMania? Oh, we got the answer to that here today. I'll give it to you in just a second. We got Will Chisholm here who says, we got Christy talking about people sad and The Rock talking about people's moms. No one is safe. Who's Christy? Will Chisholm, what are you talking about? Write it down in the regular comment and I'll pull it up in a second. I'm like, I've already said this before, guys. I'm like those freaking anchors. Like, you need to write down everything correctly or else I'll just be there like, what the hell? What are we talking about? Anyways, in the meantime, we got a super chat here from Nick Rosso who says, Dakota Kai is underrated and she should have gotten a win tonight because she needs it more. Bianca should just face Tiffany instead of facing damage control like she's been for the past 2 years. Look, my friend, if you were to ask me what I would prefer, if I would want Bianca in this tag team or a six-woman match or Bianca versus Tiffany, my friend, I'm 100% going with Bianca versus Tiffany. However, it doesn't – they still have time. They have time to make a little build and get to that. They definitely do. They have time to do it. But I have a feeling that they might go a different direction, though, although I would love to see that match at some point. Whether it happens at this WrestleMania or the next WrestleMania. I feel like you need Tiffany Stratton on the WrestleMania card, right? Like, she's just so good. Like, how do you can't leave her out of the WrestleMania card either. Like, she's definitely not one that I would not want to see her on the WrestleMania card. Okay, so we got another super chat here, and this is from Tunde Ud, who says, does anyone know what Paul Heyman's blood pressure now is after being stalked and shocked by Kayla? I actually felt bad for him. They have such good chemistry, Kayla and Paul Heyman. It's pretty damn hilarious. I love it. Thank you so much for that. All right, guys, so Dr. Wargard here asked, what is Orton doing at WrestleMania? So I'm going to go ahead and get right into that. Randy Orton is going to be part of a triple threat match in which it's going to be Randy Orton versus Kevin Owens versus the United States champion Logan Paul. And that is going to be taking place at WrestleMania 40. So this is how it all went down. We had a backstage interaction between Logan Paul and Nick Aldis. And Logan Paul is pissed that Randy Orton went and hit an RKO on his friend, on his business partner, KSI. And Logan Paul wants an apology. He wants Nick Aldis to punish him. He wants Nick Aldis to do something. And Nick Aldis is like, nah, like if you want an apology, you go ask him for the apology. And then Logan Paul decides to throw him a shot and say, I wouldn't expect you to fix this problem because you can't even find me a WrestleMania opponent. And so we then get a match between Randy Orton and Grayson Waller. There really isn't much out. There's not really much to say about this match other than we saw Randy get a little distracted by Logan. Grayson and Austin Theory were helping each other out. And at the end, Randy Orton hits his RKO. He wins the match. Okay. It's what happened afterwards that pretty much matters. And after this match, we saw Austin Theory attack Randy Orton even after he had already won the match. So Kevin Owens runs out there and he helps out Randy Orton. And then, so the whole time Logan Paul had already been out there. And Logan Paul was part of this attack on Randy. That's why Kevin Owens came out to help him out. Because he was basically, it was a 3-on-1 attack at this point. And during this, there was a really cool moment, actually, that I really loved. And it was Kevin Owens. He hit an RKO on Austin Theory. And so he hits the RKO on Austin Theory. Austin Theory's body, like, bounces. And in that little bounce, Randy Orton grabs him and hits him with an RKO. It was really great. If they have the clip up on YouTube or Twitter or wherever, take a look at that if you missed it, because it was actually really cool. But anyways, so Nick Aldis comes out and he basically says that Logan Paul is going to be defending his championship, not just against one person, but two people. And those two people are Kevin Owens and Randy Orton. So I'm actually looking forward to this because I don't believe we've seen Logan Paul in a triple threat match before, right? Because we've obviously seen him in tag team matches. We've seen him on one-on-ones. I don't recall seeing him in a triple threat, and you guys know this. I'm a big fan of triple threat matches. I tend to really, really like those, and so I'm really looking forward to this. It's not the WrestleMania match that I in particular expected for Logan Paul. I thought it was just going to be Logan Paul versus Randy Orton. I thought that's what they were going to do, but the added addition of Kevin Owens I think is pretty freaking cool because Kevin Owens always understands the assignment and always goes all out. So I kind of feel like we're getting a little bit more here than we expected. So I prefer that this is a triple threat match. And I'm maybe, as of right now, predicting, I'm not really sure here. I have a feeling Logan Paul may actually walk out United States champion still. And if he doesn't, then it's going to be Randy. But I don't know. I'm a little bit unsure here as to what they're actually going to do for the finish at WrestleMania. But I'm at least looking forward to this matchup right now, though. I think they did a good call by making this a triple threat match. All right, we got some super chats here to get into, so let's go. This one here is from Jay Stone, who says, not a fan of Dragon Lee basically getting squashed. They could have used Carlito for that spot. Surprised they are doing Rey versus Santos on SmackDown. I don't think that that's going to be the like official matchup. I have a feeling there's going to be some shenanigans that happen, and we're probably going to get Rey Mysterio and Santos Escobar at WrestleMania. Because again, you got Rey Mysterio. You got Rey Mysterio. You put him on the WrestleMania card. And let's not forget what an awesome moment. Let's not forget where we were at WrestleMania 39 last time when Santos was on the side of Rey Mysterio when he faced Dominic, when he faced his son Dominic. And at the end of it, you had Santos and Rey Mysterio and the LWO, you know, living it up and celebrating the victory. And then all of a sudden, fast forward a year later, you can be possibly having this match between Santos and Rey. So I hope we get this match between Santos and Rey at WrestleMania. I think it will. I'm not expecting this last match to be happening at SmackDown. We got Gary Juby here who says, I saw a rumor on Twitter that such Asuka might have gotten hurt at the end of SmackDown. So I don't know. I haven't seen any of that. But hopefully not, guys, because, well, it always freaking sucks to see anyone get hurt. I haven't seen anything yet, so hopefully that's not the case. Hopefully she's okay, but, you know, as such, we always end up finding out within a few hours or, you know, whenever reports come out about that. Thank you so much, Gary Juby, for sending in this super chat, though. I appreciate that a whole lot. All right, so... I like how everybody's putting in the what can I say except you're welcome. I can't help but to have to sing that. Like, I feel the need to burst out in a musical. Fun fact, guys, prior to studying broadcast journalism, I was actually studying to be a stage actor. So I would take the classes and the, you know, I thought I was going to be like on Broadway or something. So if anybody needs me at any point to bust out some jazz hands, I've been preparing for this. Don't, please don't. Anyways, we still got so much more to get into here today. And the other thing we need to touch on is another WrestleMania match was made. And this one here was actually the person that I thought a couple months ago was going to be facing Logan Paul, but as such, things did not work out that way. And instead, this man, we already kind of knew based off of the last couple of months of TV, but this man will be facing AJ Styles, and that is LA Knight. Yeah. God damn it. Felt the need to do that. Anyways, so I have a little bit of an unpopular opinion at the moment. So I know the chat's going to be angry at me. Go right ahead. But I'm just not a fan right now with what they're doing with LA Knight. I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan right now. I had to add the right now so you guys don't shoot me. But anyways, the reason I say this is I said it last week. I thought they kind of made him look lame when he attacked the Vizio TV with the chair and was smashing it. I'm like, that's lame. Super lame. I'm looking at this story right now, and we're talking about how some guys are cool and some guys are like cool and bad. Some guys are cool and good. I think AJ Styles is bad and cool. I'm looking at this and I'm going, I like AJ Styles in this story. AJ Styles is the one that's coming across as cool to me, even though he's the heel. I know. Sometimes some of us like to root for the heels. I'm rooting for the heel in this particular matchup, guys. To me, AJ Styles is the one that's coming across as cool, all right? For example, they had LA Knight go out there and call AJ Styles a mark. Okay, but why? Explain it to me. Why is AJ Styles a mark, LA Knight? Explain it. There's no reason. It was they just have him going out there and saying all these random things and just like getting over with the chant. And that's where my whole thing comes in, where I'm like, okay, I've heard the chant. It's fun when you're there, but when you're watching at home, what else is there? That's kind of how I felt about this. And for that reason, I am rooting for AJ Styles to get this win. LA Knight issued AJ Styles a challenge. AJ Styles comes out from the back and attacks him with a chair and accepts the challenge. It's happening at WrestleMania. Let's see. See, actually, not everyone's disagreeing with me here on the chat. Okay, I was like afraid. I was like, oh no, they're going to all come get me with like pitchforks and things. Oh man, we got Julian Bravo here who says AJ Styles greater than Bret Hart and is the best of all time. I don't know how to answer that one. Everyone's entitled to their own opinion, man. I love both of those guys. I ain't about to bury either one of them because I'm a big fan of AJ Styles and a big fan of Bret Hart, as you can tell. So, Julian, thank you so much for the super chat here. We had someone here that popped into the stream, but they left. If you want to come back, you're more than welcome to. Anyways, let's go ahead and in the meantime, let's get into another match that was made for WrestleMania. And this was something that I think you guys pretty much knew because the challenge was issued on Raw and it was Jay issuing the challenge to Jimmy. And he accepted it. He accepted the challenge. So we are officially seeing Jay versus Jimmy at WrestleMania. Hey, what?
Hello there. How you doing?
What I was about to say for a second, I'm like, is this Dave LaGreca? What is happening?
No,
like,
this is Ice-T.
Yeah, I just saw your username on here, but the picture completely threw me off. But then I was like, wait, it's not moving.
I called in and he got me pretty bad. I'm from Houston, and he got really upset when I said that he's the guy who changed WrestleMania, and now he's bought into it because The Rock called him out. So I'm just, you know, practice, you know, what I preach. And I'm the guy who made Dave LaGreca realize that he's a Cody Crybaby leader on his radio show. And the guy's got me pretty bad on the show. I mean, I got Mark Henry coming at me. I got Bully coming at me on that show. But I spoke the truth. But I don't get why you're going after LA Knight this badly. I mean, what is he? He's a face. He can't be hitting people with chairs in the back, right? He can't be doing that.
No, he hits the TV instead, bro. That's not cool.
What do you want? What would be? Well, you know what's not cool? Crying about your mommy when you're almost 40 years old on Monday Night Raw. But apparently,
AJ Styles is a lot cooler in this feud right now. He's got more like the dark, mysterious. Tell me, does the dark, mysterious AJ Styles capture your attention? Because it's capturing.
Well, you like bad boys. You like dark, mysterious bad boys. You like that's what you like. I mean, but LA Knight's kind of being the traditional. He's kind of in the mold of, I don't know. If people said he was doing The Rock, but I think he's more like a Stone Cold. Kind of goes back
and forth sometimes. I feel like I see sometimes, shades of him trying to emulate The Rock. And then there's times where I see him do shades of trying to emulate Austin. Today I saw that I felt like he was trying to emulate Austin a little bit more so than The Rock. In particular,
he's emulating
today, just
Austin
with the tone.
He's just being a wrestler, a wrestler who wants to kick somebody's butt instead of a guy who sits there and cries about his mom and giving her the title, which is like I know Bailey is whatever Bailey, but that's like another one of these things where like I'm not really cool with like her and her story and how she deserves to be it because she's blah blah blah. I'm like,
wait, so you're not a fan of Bailey? You don't like the story? You don't like the story?
I don't like how she got to the point where she's like, she's this mean person who's like causing all this chaos. Now I'm supposed to sympathize with her because she's being mean girled. I mean, I don't get that story at all. And because she deserves it, because she's never had this shot. You know, I'm not into that. Like, it was my dream to be the WWE champion, or my dream, or my, I could give my, I'm not into that. You're there to kick somebody's butt. You're there because you have a problem. Like, the response that Cody should have had was that you know, you talked about my parents and I'm going to kick your butt. But then he sat there and decided to get all weepy in the middle, like, and even do like a promo with an interview. Is this like, it was just, ugh. It's not my style of wrestling.
Well, Ice-T, he. Are you really an Ice-T fan? Is that what inspired the username?
I love Ice-T. I've watched every episode of SVU. And I love his wife. She's badass. I mean, she's an awesome woman. You know, his wife, you know, she's just a voluptuous rap girl who's turned into one of the, like, you know, I wouldn't say like an influencer, right? Like mommy, an influencer. And I admire that. So
awesome.
I can't wait for the next episode of SVU to see Ice-T.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate you coming on and sharing your thoughts. Seriously, thank you so much. And I hope that you continue to hop on in and share your opinions.
I do that. And LaGreca, I don't know what's going on. Your boy's getting trashed by Denise Salcedo today. How's you
don't worry,
respond?
I'll get a phone call. I'll get a phone call from Dave. I'll get a phone call.
Oh my God, Dave. I mean, Jesus. This little Salcedo has been trashing Cody for an hour. I mean, I don't agree with it, but geez.
Not trashing. I would just say needs a little bit more of an edge. That's my only thing. My only thing. Yeah, I don't think that's worse.
You're a tiny little woman, and he's... And you're telling Cody that he needs to man up.
Hey, the shortest people are the scariest people, bro. Do you know tiny people? They're scary.
So now we know why you want AJ Styles to win. He got called out for being a short king. All right. Well, you have a nice evening. I'll enjoy the rest of the podcast.
Anybody Thank you come so up here, much. I appreciate it, dude. Thank you. All right. We got another member here of the DWO who wants to share their thoughts. One of my favorites. We got Hunter Tillman in the house. What's up, Hunter? How are you?
Hey, long time no see. How have you been?
I've been good. Hey, you called in to Busted Open last week, right?
I did. It was my first time. And I was super nervous, but
it
was
fun. You didn't sound like it at all.
Oh, well, thank you. I enjoyed it, though. It was awesome. It was great to talk to Bully. And tell Mark Henry I appreciated everything he did.
Hell yeah, that was awesome. Hunter, I'm so happy that you called in. And I'm happy that you tuned in here to the show. So what did you want to touch on? Was it The Rock? Was it Roman? What's on your mind here today?
Okay, so The Rock, I mean, he's always going to bring it. Now that he's in this Hollywood Rock character, you know, he's going to be a top heel like he says he's going to be. And I really like that they did a little remix in it too. So that was pretty cool. I was surprised not to see Bianca come and help Bayley, but I did remember she was like, Bayley's on her own. She did this to herself. You know, she's the one who created damage control. So I don't know. You reap what you sow. I was really happy to see Naomi come down and help. I have a feeling Jade's going to get involved somehow. What just happened?
Or am I the one that's being muted?
Yeah, I couldn't hear you.
I'm so sorry. I muted myself. I thought I was, I'm like, he's muted. And then I'm like, someone's mic is on mute. And it was me. I'm so sorry, Hunter.
No, you're good.
Anyway, so, and then I muted myself because I didn't want everyone to have to hear me chugging water. But anyways, now I forgot what I was going to ask you. Oh, yeah, that was my thing was that I kind of hope that Jade is involved in this because I do think that it would be better to see her in this match instead of having the pressures of being in this one-on-one singles match, right? So, but you need to have Jade. I think you need to have Jade on the WrestleMania card.
Yes, I'm tired of these backstage just stare downs. Like, can we get her in the ring, please? I can, you know, let's get her in some singles competition, tag team, just something. I'm tired of waiting. But I really hope it's worth the wait.
I think so too. My last question for you, where are you at right now in terms of how you're feeling? Like, are you digging this LA Knight, AJ Styles feud? Who are you rooting for? What are you feeling? I'm putting you on the spot, Hunter, just to see if I'm alone or not.
I could care less about this view, Denise.
Okay, so I'm not the only one. All right, all right, all right.
I'm sorry, but like, what are we doing here?
I know. I think it could be, I think it's like, there's some good stuff in it, but like I said, I'm really, really digging what AJ Styles is bringing right now to this. I mean, hey,
you're getting booked on the WrestleMania card. That's a win.
Definitely.
Yeah. For sure.
Definitely. I love it. Hunter, thank you so much for hopping on in. And as always, for being so supportive here on the channel. I love to hear your voice each and every single time. So I'll catch you in a bit. Thank you, Hunter.
Thank you so much. Good seeing you.
Thank you. We got another member here of the DWO, guys. And this is Caden Crawford. Hey, Caden.
Hi.
How's it going? Welcome.
It's going good.
Yeah, so you called in. I imagine you have some strong opinions on the show, on heading into WrestleMania. What'd you want to bring up today?
I have a lot. So first off, the LA Knight and AJ. Last time I checked, AJ was the one who started this feud. Because if I recall, AJ came back, attacked LA at the end of SmackDown. And AJ, bro, he did not take his spot. You got packed up by the Bloodline. Your own faction told you don't get involved in Bloodline business. And what happened? Solo took you out. And LA was the next guy to face Roman. So that ain't on LA. So, and second, with everything going on with Bayley, Heel Bianca, we can all agree with, and her entire title reign, who was the main person she was feuding with. Damn it.
Bayley. Yeah.
So it's hard for people to feel bad for Bayley. But then again, I'm glad she's getting her Mania match. But the one thing people are upset about, the wrestling community, for the women, don't say you get a main event at Mania, because that's only happened for the women like 2 times. Just say you get a championship match at WrestleMania for the women. That's something people are really mad about. And with the tag titles, Triple H, we all know you are trying. We know you're trying, but those titles, since they were unveiled, their lineage is atrocious out of any title in all of WWE. So I would just have officially a mid-card title for the women. There was one on 2K23 that was really good. The Women's Evolution title, which is a historic moment for the women, for all women's pay-per-view, that could be a good mid-card title. Because name 3 or 5 good title reigns or feuds with the women's tag titles. It's only Sasha and Bayley, their first reign and their pandemic reign, and that is it. And Cody, he's winning at Mania, because we can't book another year.
No, we can't. It's too much at one point. Yeah.
He already ran through everybody on SmackDown except for Bobby Lashley and Karrion Kross, who he could probably have a good match against. But no, Cody is winning at Mania. No ifs, ands, or buts. But Cody, if next week The Rock, he brings up your wife or your kid, it's time to throw hands. I'm sorry. You've been getting disrespected the last 2 or 3 weeks. That is all I have to say.
Yes, exactly. I agree with you, Caden. Like, throw hands, man. Like, come on. I want this to be, let the beef unfold. You know, I don't even know if that's a proper saying, but I'm going to say it. This is serious beef. Let the madness unfold. There you go.
My last Caden,
I appreciate you coming on. I like some of the points that you made. I appreciate your passion. And thank you so much for being part of the DWO.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you, Caden. All right, we got 2 more people on. Let's go ahead and bring in a dead man. Oh, Paul Morales. Hey, yeah, right? It's Paul Morales, right?
You got it.
I knew it. I'm like, I know this one. It's Paul Morales. What's up, man? Nice to see you again.
What's up, my girl? How you doing?
Doing good. Doing good. So what'd you think of SmackDown?
I actually thought it was really, really good. Actually, you know what? How it happened? Before I actually start this, I was actually going to start my podcast with my friend. before I
remember you told me about that, you know, I saw your comment.
Okay, because I was like, well, let me jump on. I go, and then I remembered that you said that you were gonna post the link, and I go, well, let me see if I can get on real quick. I said before I jump on with him. So I did. Hi, how are you?
Well, I'm good. I'm good. So you thought SmackDown was cool. What tickled your fancy?
The Rock's promo at the beginning, I know it was 25 minutes long, 25 plus minutes long. Good Lord. I told somebody, I go, it was like an 8-hour promo. I go, I think we're still there.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's like he went on forever and ever and ever. And it's like he just, but it was good. I have to admit it was good. And like you said, Cody should just needs to do more. Triple H needs to allow him to do more with what is being done now, because it's not enough.
Get angry.
It's not enough for the storyline.
Do you feel like you've been paying more attention to one of the things I had said earlier on the show was that I felt like I was paying more attention to The Rock and Cody, like they're part of this whole story, than I was to Roman and Cody. Do you feel that same way or do you feel opposite?
It feels like Roman is just an afterthought in this story. Because right now it's just the focus is primarily on The Rock and Cody. So are we going to get that down the line at SummerSlam? Because if that's so, then great. Hey, great. But the focal point of this should just be Roman and Cody. Because if he's planning on finishing this story, I mean, something else has to happen here. So he has to be able to bring Roman into this on top of clapping back at The Rock. So something else needs to transpire with this in order to get people invested.
All right.
And you got about 3 weeks. Literally, you got about three weeks for it to happen. So get on the ball, man.
You have the time. Exactly.
You got the time, but get on the ball, man. Dude is on two shows. So it's not like he can't go on Raw, you know, say what he's going to say. And why did it take The Rock so long to all of a sudden clap back? Why did he all of a sudden post a video today?
He posts one every Friday. The last 3 weeks, it's been every Friday.
No, I understand that, but he could have posted this like Tuesday.
That's true.
I understand he wanted.
Clapped.
I know, but I understand he wanted to wait until the day that we were going to do this or whatever. But come on, he could have did it like the day after or a few hours after. I mean, but he wanted to take his time to say what he was going to say. And of course, he's going to be in whatever city they're going to be in and say whatever he's going to say. So I get it. Also, I agree with Homeboy before you that says that they need a mid-card title. With all the women that they've brought up, with all the women that are so much that are in this division.
And more to come.
And there's still more to come. And because people are just coming back from injury. There are people that are just on the shelf that have nothing going on. I don't know. I would like to see something else for these women. I mean, Intercontinental, US, it doesn't matter. I mean, something more for them to vie for.
You know, I feel like a lot of people do feel that way. So, and like I said, there's more to come. There's a lot of women coming down that NXT pipeline, a lot of women that we're excited about. So I think you might be onto something there. For the women, a mid-card title. I would actually prefer a mid-card title versus I know we have the women's tag team titles, but I would prefer a mid-card title over the tag team titles just because, like, the tag team division is, like, so-so, you know?
Yeah, but with as many women as they have in, like, you've already stressed this on Tuesday the past couple of Tuesdays about how many women are there compared to men in the division. And look at how many are just coming back from injury. And then the ones that are on the shelf from injury. I mean, they could have a women's North American title. They could finally bring back the tag team titles for them and then develop tag teams for the division for the main roster. It just makes more sense rather than just having sporadically putting people together. Oh, I have one question I have to ask you. I know.
Oh,
Shayna Baszler.
I'm Bloodsport. I know.
GCW.
I saw that. I was like, what the hell? I log off of the internet for a few hours. I come back and Shayna's doing blood sport. And apparently they're going to be naming some more WWE names, which is very interesting, honestly.
Yeah, my friend Michael was the first one that told me. He sent me the link to it, or the picture on IG. And I was like, you're kidding me, right? Like WWE is really, really letting her do this. Like, it's awesome. I mean, you're talking about a company that's been an island of themselves for so many years, branching out to do other things. And that to me is wonderful for all of wrestling, not just.
I agree. And it's crazy too, because that show's already hard to get into now. Imagine trying to get into it now, for sure.
Yeah, exactly. It's going to be selling
pretty well, I can imagine.
Especially in Philadelphia, with everything that's going on right now. Oh my God, there's so many shows that are going on.
Amen. Amen. Well, Paul, thank you so much for hopping on. I appreciate you, as always, for being a member of the DWO. Thank you so much. It's always a pleasure to see you.
Latina Heat. See you later.
Thank you. All right, guys, we got two more people in here. And I just want to make sure that, yeah, here we go. Let's go ahead and bring in Juan from the DWO. What's up, Juan?
Hey, how you doing, Denise? How's everything been for you?
I've been good, but dang, you got a whole disco going up in there. I'm seeing all of these lights. Love it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just enjoying myself. Just vibing a little bit.
Yeah. So what'd you think of the show today? Anything that you wanted to talk about?
I wanted to talk about how I enjoyed the concert for The Rock. He still has it. And it was a really great idea to make him a heel in this story, because he just has so many layers to it. I mean, I do like Rock as a face, but he's on a whole nother level when it comes to being a heel. He owns it 100.
He definitely does own it. Honestly, I still prefer the babyface version of The Rock, just because I love the babyface version of The Rock. But regardless, I feel like he went out there and he definitely killed it here tonight. Honestly, he really did. He had some really great lines.
I would have to say that Cody has to step it up as well, because this man is going on television, singing about his mom, bringing up his whole family. And I'm thinking, Cody, fire back, fight back, do something. You have 3 weeks. You still got time, bro.
Yeah, it's like, that's the thing. Like, we're rooting for Cody. Like, me saying he needs a little bit more of an edge is not like saying I'm not rooting for the guy. I'm rooting for him, but I also want him, like you said, to fire back, get more angry. He's talking about your dog. He's talking about your parents. He's talking about, you know, all this stuff. You got to fire back.
Absolutely, because on the road of WrestleMania, this is the road of WrestleMania. This isn't like, you know, Saudi Arabia. This isn't some other
crown jewel.
Yeah, exactly.
Backlash.
It's not Backlash. It's not WrestleMania Backlash. It's none of that. It's WrestleMania. So at this time on the road to WrestleMania, you got to step it up a notch.
I feel you, man. Juan, thank you so much for hopping on and sharing your thoughts and for waiting in here. I appreciate it, man. Thank you so much.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. Bye, Juan. All right, guys, we got one more person here in the DWO who's been waiting patiently. So let's go. Let's bring in George Ronald. Hello, George. Are you there?
What's good with you?
How's it going, man?
I'm blessed. How you doing, baby?
Doing really great, George. What'd you think of SmackDown tonight?
You know who this is, Aces and Eights. You know how we do it.
I know, man. I know you. What's up?
I'm blessed. How you doing? I'm blessed. The Rock that our concert he brought back, that was some funny shit.
It definitely was some funny shit.
The Rock has dosed his stuff. You know, The Rock's back on his game, on that heel roll. Hey, but listen, my prediction is, I ain't heard from nobody in the industry, but I'm just telling you what I truly believe going to happen. Night one, possible Seth turns on Cody. It's very possible. But if that doesn't happen and they go another role, I see that something to do with The Rock and Roman. Somehow Cody wins and The Rock gets pissed, and that starts their feud to WrestleMania 40-41. You know what I mean? The Rock and Roman.
The Rock and Roman, right.
He's got to go that movie soon. He's gonna be leaving again. I think that's gonna start something soon. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, man.
But how about like, the Stinger?
I know.
How about the Stinger, baby? How about Steve, man? I'm so proud of him. He went out on his own terms.
He definitely did. It was awesome to be there. Yeah, my favorite professional.
My favorite professional pro wrestler.
Oh man, what a moment. I agree with you. What a moment. All right, guys, that was George. And I really love when people hop on in. So thank you so much to all members of the DWO who popped on in here. I know it was a last minute thing and I just told people like out of nowhere, hey, I'm going to be taking people on the show. I definitely want to do more stuff like this, of course, and get to know more people and bring your guys' opinions to the show. So I am doing this for select shows. Of course, it's Friday night, so we're going to have some good times. But all righty, guys, before we wrap things up, the last things to get into is next week on SmackDown. Just a couple of updates. So we did have the tag team bracket tournament here tonight, and we had two matches that took place, and that was the LWO versus Legado del Fantasma with the LWO. No, wait, was it? Oh, sorry. Oh, guys. How the hell did I just forget who won this freaking match? Ah, shit. Was it Legado or was it LWO? Someone please remind me here for a second. I didn't write it down on my notes and I just forgot. Anyways, Pretty Deadly and Pretty Deadly versus Tyler Bate and Pete Dunne. We did see Tyler Bate and Pete Dunne get the victory there. So now they're going to go on to face Legado. Thank you. Now I'm remembering. They're going to go on to face Legado and they're going to be part of the 6-part challenge. So that's going to be happening pretty soon. So whoever wins gets to take part in the 6-pack challenge. I want to make sure I explain that properly because that was all over the place with that one. All right. And we also saw Dragon Lee versus Santos Escobar. And this led into this was a very quick match, guys. Like there was really nothing to get into in this match. Like it didn't seem like there was really much that they wanted to get done here. It was really just primarily Rey Mysterio challenging Santos Escobar to the match for next week that's happening. Again, I'm not expecting that to be their final match. I'm expecting for that to be their match heading into WrestleMania. So I am expecting a WrestleMania match between them two there. Alrighty. And other than that, the last thing that I have to get into is just what's going down next week. We mentioned the match between Santos and Rey Mysterio, but then we're also going to have the bracket number two for the tag team tournament. So two more tag team matches there. And then, I think they need to show us better on these graphics, guys, because at this point I'm all over the place with the teams and who's going to be in it and who's not going to be in it, but we'll make our way to that. We're continuing the bracket and the tournament and the qualified matches next week. We're also getting a Roman Reigns, Cody Rhodes face to face. That's happening next week as well. All right, guys, before I go, friendly reminder to everybody, I will be back tomorrow with my good friend Righteous Reg, myself and Reg hasn't confirmed yet, my bad. Reg may or may not be on the show tomorrow. Sorry guys, I asked him and he said maybe, so we'll see. I'm not entirely too sure. He may or may not hop on, but either way I will be here tomorrow to talk about Collision. It's gonna be a good time because the card is looking pretty damn good so far. We got a super chat here from It's Allegra Darling, who says, Denise, your bangs look awesome. That's it. Thank you so much. I was terrified to do the bangs because I've done them before and I hated them. But this time I thought I'm so bored of my face and my look, so I might as well do something different. So thank you so much. They've been a hit so far. I appreciate it. All right, guys, that's a wrap for the show. Thank you so much to everybody. And I will see you guys tomorrow. And if not, for the following shows. Goodbye, everyone.